From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Dave DeForest reporting. The Islamic State apparently takes Palmyra. The Britain-based Syrian Observatory for Human Rights says Syrian forces had withdrawn from nearly the entire city by late Wednesday after heavy fighting. The capture raises fears of another wave of destruction of irreplaceable historic artifacts. Palmyra's 2,000-year-old ruins are a UNESCO World Heritage Site. President Barack Obama said Wednesday global climate change poses immediate risks to U.S. national security by increasing the possibility of natural disasters and humanitarian crises. The president told new graduates at the U.S. Coast Guard Academy in New London, Connecticut, that the effects of climate change will have an impact on how the military defends the United States.
And this is not just a problem for countries on the coasts or for certain regions of the world. Climate change will impact every country on the planet. No nation is immune.
Mr. Obama said the world needs to act urgently to combat the effects of rising temperatures. Iran's supreme leader, Ayatollah Ali Khamenei, said Wednesday international inspectors will not be given access to his country's scientists or military sites under any nuclear agreement. He also said Iran will not give in to what he called excessive demands. One soldier was shot and killed in Burundi's capital Wednesday as police fought with protesters demanding that President Pierre Nkurunziza not run for a third term. Meanwhile, the president himself signed a decree delaying parliamentary and local elections until June 5th. No word on whether the presidential election will be delayed. This is VOA News. The U.S. government has released scores of documents it says were recovered during the raid that killed Osama bin Laden, the leader of al-Qaeda. The material includes personal letters, a list of English language books, a think tank studies, technical manuals, and material published by other militant groups. Five of the world's largest banks face around $5.7 billion in penalties for illegally colluding to manipulate prices in currency exchanges. Four of the banks, Citicorp, J.P. Morgan Chase, Barclays, and the Royal Bank of Scotland, admitted violating antitrust laws. The fifth bank, UBS, faces penalties for manipulating a key interest rate. Indonesia and Malaysia have agreed to provide temporary refuge for the thousands of migrants and human trafficking victims stranded at sea. The breakthrough was announced Wednesday following a meeting between the foreign ministers of Malaysia, Indonesia, and Thailand, countries that have been reluctant to help the migrants. A Turkish prosecutor has called for the closure of TV stations linked to Islamic cleric Fethullah Gulen, who is accused of conspiring against the government. The TV stations are one of the few remaining outlets critical of the ruling party. Dorian Jones takes a look.
Political scientist Cengiz Aktar of Istanbul Suleyman Shah University says the closure of the stations would add to growing concerns over the fairness of the general election on June the 7th.
Already it is extremely difficult to talk about free elections because the majority of the media outlets are openly working for the ruling party and press freedom is under very serious threat.
The OSCE is monitoring the election and has voiced concern about the fairness of the media. Dorian Jones, VOA News, Istanbul.
The United Nations announced Wednesday it will convene parties to the Yemen conflict in Geneva next week for meetings aimed at relaunching the country's political dialogue. Margaret Bashir has more.
UN Secretary General Ban Ki-moon will attend the opening of the meeting on May 28th. Diplomats said they expect the talks would run about 3 days. In a statement announcing the consultations, Mr. Ban said the goal is to bring together a broad range of Yemeni governmental and other actors in good faith and without preconditions. UN spokesman Farhan Haq stressed that Geneva is not an international conference, but a consultative process aimed at bringing the Yemenis together with UN facilitation. Margaret Bashir of the United Nations.
Taking a brief look at market activity on Wall Street today. Indexes closed mixed. European markets were mixed. On Wednesday, Asia markets also mixed. From the VOA News Center in Washington, I'm Dave DeForest.
That's the latest world news from VOA.